Let's go.
3, 2, 1.
The Steve Cochran Show presents Breakfast with a Blackhawk, sponsored by MB Financial Bank. MB means business.
It is Breakfast with a Blackhawk on the Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN. I'm Brian Noonan in for Steve this week, and it is our pleasure to welcome to the program left winger for your Chicago Blackhawks, Ryan Garbutt. Ryan, welcome. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. Ryan, if people don't know, came to the Blackhawks as part of the Patrick Sharp trade from the Dallas Stars, and we're happy to have him. What have you found to be the biggest difference between Dallas and Chicago as a city?
Actually, the weather so far. I played here a few years ago, but it's definitely a little bit colder, but it's hockey weather, so I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, it's always hockey weather. Yeah, you were here a few years ago playing for the Wolves, and now you're at the big show playing for the Blackhawks. Very exciting. It's been an exciting time for the team with Kaner's streak going on. There was some talk that the other night, you know, Q was yelling out, pass it to Kane. Was it a big focus as the game started to wind down the other night?
Yeah, I think as the game started to wind down and we had a lead at the end, you definitely wanted to have Kaner out there to get a chance at the empty net. I think everyone was pretty happy that he got the point there.
And kind of a scare for your teammate, both in Dallas and with the Blackhawks, and Trevor Daley the other night, Ryan, but sounds like he's going to be okay.
Yeah, I think so. I got to see him in between periods, and it looked like he was doing okay. And I haven't been able to talk to him since, but I've heard he's doing a lot better, and it's definitely not something you want to see on the ice, but something you have to deal with as a team and make sure you keep your focus on the ice. And I thought we did a good job of doing that.
Yeah, I want to get back to the Kane thing. And this, I guess this question, history tells us you haven't been, but when you're with a guy or with a team that's got a guy on a streak like this, and what's it like? Do you find yourself ever kind of sitting back and watching and thinking, man, this guy is just on fire, and let's see what's going to happen
making
next?
History.
Yeah, definitely. It's fun to have a guy playing that well on your team because it's going to help you win. So I think that as a team, we just focus on winning every night, and that streak has just been a beneficiary of that.
Ryan, I'm always curious when somebody gets traded, like you did coming from Dallas to the Hawks, how do you find out that you're traded? What's the nuts and bolts of that? Does somebody call you? Do you find out through the newspaper? How did you find out that you had been traded?
Yeah, you just get a phone call from your GM. Usually they're pretty good about calling you before they announce a trade. And I found out about a half an hour before they announced it, and it was nice. I didn't have to find out on Twitter or anything like that.
And that's how a lot of things get – you find out a lot of things, unfortunately. But you're here now. How is it when you're coming in, you're an established guy, you've been in the league for a while, now you're coming into a locker room filled with guys who, you know, the core is very tight, they've been together for a while. How is it – to adjust and make yourself part of a team?
Yeah, it's definitely a bit of an adjustment. And I think I use training camp to make sure I earn my spot on the team. And after that, it's just been a case of coming together as a team. And every day at the rink with the guys, you're going to come together over the course of the year.
Talk a little bit about, Ryan, if you would, your line mate, Marcus Krueger, and what he brings to the ice every night.
He's just so reliable in the defensive zone and plays the game the right way. He's good on faceoffs. He's really good with his stick. Obviously, he's a great penalty killer, and I definitely think he's been a big part of the Stanley Cups here.
Ryan, you got the first of two tonight against Nashville. They've reinvented themselves. They've become a real puck possession team. Their defensemen are really fast at getting into the play. What kind of adjustments do you guys make to take on the Preds?
Yeah, they've been good for definitely a few years now with their back end, and got a chance to watch their game for a bit last night. They definitely have D-men that can jump up in the play and jump up and play almost like rovers. So you got to be aware all the time, especially as a winger, to make sure you got your eye on your D-men as they come in the ozone.
All right, you talked about how reliable Marcus Krueger is. You're also on the line with Andrew Dust-Jardins. The holiday season is upon us. Your line mates, would they be on Santa's nice list or his naughty list?
Well, I think they'd rather if they were on the naughty list, especially Eddie. From playing with him in the past, he's just a hard-nosed player and one of those guys you don't want to play against. And you're happy to have on your team and especially on your line.
Very nice. All right, we do have a question from one of the fans. It is sponsored by MB Financial Bank. MB means business. Her name is Sandra. She lives in Bensenville, and her question for you, Ryan, is: if you didn't play for the Blackhawks, what would you have done for a career?
That's a good question. I think I definitely want to be my own boss. When you play hockey at the rink every day, you got five coaches and a bunch of other bosses at the rink, and I definitely want to be my own boss and own my own business.
Any particular type?
Not really. I think if I had the opportunity to do that, I'd focus after hockey.
Nice.
I know you're focused on Nashville tonight. In fact, the next two games against Nashville, but I'm sure you've looked at the schedule a little bit and you know what's coming 2 weeks from now.
Yeah, just focusing on the divisional games coming up here, but Dallas is also in our division, and I realize we're going to be playing a lot of games against them, and you definitely mark those on the calendar, but got a chance to play them last game of the preseason, and that was kind of a nice little warm-up for it, but it's going to be exciting going back to Dallas for sure.
And after that first game back against the Stars, does it kind of just become another team? I mean, obviously the first time you're playing against them in regulation, there's mixed feelings, it's your old team, but then does it just become kind of you're like anybody else?
I think it's just one of those things where you focus a little more for those games and you get up for them, and that's the exciting part about playing hockey is to have opportunities like that to prove yourself and play well against a team that maybe didn't want you, so that's something I'm definitely looking forward to.
Well, and the other thing too is not only is it your former team, but they also lead the league in points and lead the league in victories. So it becomes also a very important game for you. You mentioned it's a division game, but they're playing as well as anybody in the league.
Yeah, for sure. They're playing well. They got a lot of firepower up front. And those are games that we're definitely going to have to get up for. And I have a feeling that we're going to be having a lot of battles with Dallas over the course of the season.
Well, Ryan, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Thanks for joining us for Breakfast with the Blackhawk. Have a great holidays. And best of luck, the home and home against Nashville, and then the Jets come back into town on Friday night.
Right.
Yep. So a busy week for you guys. Have a great few games and a wonderful holiday. Thanks again for your time this morning.
Thanks a lot, guys. Thanks for having me.
See you, Ryan. Pleasure. That's Ryan Garbutt. He is a left winger, plays with Marcus Kruger and Andrew Desjardins, and big game. First of the home and home is tonight against Nashville. Puck drops at 7:30. You can hear the pregame with Judd at 7. And let's see, where are they? Oh,
and also Roe will be out there at 3.
Roe is out there, so he'll have a lot of fun all day. The Preds sitting currently third in the Central, and the Blackhawks
they're
fifth
one,
in the
one
Central.
Point, actually, the Predators are 1 point ahead of the Blackhawks, and that fourth spot is a playoff spot. So.
Yeah, so it's
a big game.
It is.
Because you got all these teams bunched. I mean, it's early. It's only quarter of the way through the season. But,
every point in the division, it sounds silly, but it does count.
But in April, when you're sitting there biting your nails, hoping you're gonna make it, these games become really important.
Yeah, you want those December games to matter. All right, let's do this, and then there's so much more. It's Steve Cochran Show on WGN.